This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Check in with our buddy Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins. I may not say fine jewelry, Angelo. You see what I'm doing there?
They're very subtle there. I like that. Yeah, so Mobile Bay Coins is open today. Planning on being open tomorrow, 9 to 2. Maybe 9 to 1 if the weather's really nice.
Because y'all are open
time right now. I think that's about all I can say, right?
Yeah, I mean, because we went through what the what was rolled out by the governor and the state health director. Hey, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you and I were talking during the news break the same way I am on the text line. There's a lot of things that have happened today, happened this week. I don't know the exact answer for it. I'm working on getting the answers, but they left that thing pretty open that the state put out today.
They really did. So on one hand, we like to consider Mobile Bay Coins a type of financial institution in a way. We give people money for their gold and silver jewelry, their sterling silver flatware, maybe even buy some gold and silver bullion from them. We're helping them convert precious metals into ready cash they can go spend for groceries or medications or whatever they need. And so from that perspective, we like to believe that we are a critical business in a financial institution type mindset, but we've got to figure out from the state, what is it they're thinking and who is it that's enforcing these things and where's that list?
I'm trying to work it with you right now. So if people, you are open to today, you are open tomorrow, people want to come in and look at precious metal, I imagine you'll get a busy counter on that.
Certainly, we're going to be very busy today. Right now, we've got almost 1,000 ounces of silver in stock, ready to go out the door. This is not something shipping eventually. It is right here, ready to go. And, you know, moving forward, if people want to come by the shop and they have questions, check out our Facebook page, you know, Mobile Bay Coins on Facebook. Call the shop at 725-1590, and we will let you know what's going on.
Thanks, Angelo.
Have a good one, Sean.
You too. Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins. And speaking of local business, you know, what we focus on around here at FM Talk 106.5, this name, if you're like me, you grew up here, you know their name, probably been in their shop over the years, and now in the printing world as well, the Caligaz family. It is good to welcome Joe Caligaz onto the show to talk more about what y'all have turned around in the shop here. Joe, thanks for your time. Thanks for what you're doing.
Well, thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Now, this is, okay, so I was looking at the story y'all put up on Facebook. Explain, you're making face shields for medical folks?
Yeah, so you're right. We are part of, my grandfather is Caligaz Photo Supply. He started that business, and Caligaz Photo is still around and selling cameras. But in 91, I started Caligaz Printing as part of that, and then now it's a separate business that it specializes in commercial printing, and we focus nationally on the restaurant industry. And what we found last week, you know, with all the downturns, obviously everybody noticed it, but all the work orders and everything dried up from a production perspective. And, you know, my sales rep looked at an article, and that article, he saw that there was this shortage of face shields, of medical face shields, and he started walking around his name is Michael Cuesta, and Michael looked around the shop, and he kind of came across some different items, and he cobbled together a very rough prototype, and he then took it to my production manager, who has a wealth of experience in the printing industry. His name is Donnie Webb, and he asked Donnie, I said, well, Donnie, do you think we can make these? And, well, when you step back and don't look at them as a medical face shield and you look at them as maybe a printed product, well, it actually, he said, yes, we can. So now we had to retool some equipment. We had to buy some special dyes, and we had to do a lot of prototyping and experimentation on how we could produce this. And we didn't want to produce a few hundred of these because the need is significant. I mean, right off the bat, we were given orders for 12,000 pieces.
Phew.
And then after today, we've, you know, the orders keep multiplying because the need is significant.
Now, did you take, when y'all did this and you retooled, you did the prototypes, did you take prototypes to folks over at the hospital and say, does this work, or did they give you an idea of what it's supposed to look like? How do you do that?
Well, Since we're not in the medical field, we didn't have any idea how to do that, so we engaged the hospital. And they were very receptive for us coming over, and they gave us what their current face shield looks like. They gave us a couple of pieces for us to tear apart and re-engineer and pattern ours off of that. So on Monday, we did 6 prototypes, and we went around to the hospitals and put those in the hands of both the purchasing and administration side of the hospitals. They took those and showed it to their medical staff, and virtually everybody said the device we came up with filled the need and was able to be used the way they needed to be used.
That's great.
So we then moved beyond the 6 prototypes, and we started making a few hundred face shields. And that was on Tuesday and Wednesday. Yesterday, we had supplies come in for our next 6,000 face shields. And today, we've had the remaining balance so that we'll be able to produce 24,000 face shields in the next, within hopefully before the end of next week. And then we are looking to continue that process, which means, you know, as these commitments have come in, it allows me to go out and try to source additional raw materials so that we can ramp up for much greater production.
Is that the issue that maybe going forward, that raw material? Because obviously you've now figured how to do it. You're doing a good job making them. Is that getting that supply chain? How does that work for you?
Well, it's a lead time issue and it's an availability issue. So when I started prepping my manufacturer, my supplier on Monday, I had them reach out to their mill, because I bought everything they had in the U.S. to make the shields, which was only 24,000 shields. But we had that all, that's what all was inbound. So after we prototyped it, I committed to buy all that. Then now I've reached back out. I prepped them for the fact that, okay, well, if I'm understanding the need correctly, then this number is going to be a drop in the bucket and we're going to need much, much larger numbers. So they went back to their mill, made arrangements for the next run of the plastic part of it, which is a very time consuming to produce, is they're going to produce about 200,000 products for 200,000 face shields, hopefully in the next 5 to 7 days.
Holy cow. It's unreal. I mean, you turned this around in how long from when that idea first came up to now?
Late Thursday afternoon. We started die cutting shields in volume and made probably 6,000 shields yesterday afternoon, and the material didn't come in until 3:30.
Y'all got any doubt about the innovative spirit of people in our country? How many people work with you, Joe?
I currently employ about 17 people.
Fantastic. That's y'all right there. That's what it's about. Well, good on you. Thank you for doing what you're doing to help out our people on the front lines of this fight against coronavirus. And I'll be checking back with you from time to time. I know you're busy is probably an understatement, but good for you. And thanks for doing this. And, you know, and as part of our community, helping us out here, but you're helping out medical folks all around the country. And I couldn't be prouder to be in the same city with you, man. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
All right, Joe Caligaz checking in with Caligaz Printing. That's the kind of stories I'm talking about. That's what we do in this country. Whether it's, the stories we have. I mean, right here, we have our stories right here in Mobile. We've been talked about with Cam yesterday as well. I mean, that the intubation box, the plexiglass thing that's being made right here, that's going to help medical professionals be protected from people that have coronavirus. Same thing as these face shields. Same thing as a program going on right now. I know I got a Facebook message earlier about what's happening here on these from Benjamin about the sewing of the mask as folks here in town, maybe some of them pretty close to my family, doing some work here sewing masks to be able to help out healthcare professionals. We as a country can work together and do this. We've done it before and we'll do it again. It continues to be the American spirit, even if it's 2020 Yeah, we're still Americans. All right, coming right back to wrap it up, and we'll talk to Ruth Lichtenfeld from Taylor Martino. And remember, we're online, fmtalk1065.com. You can get podcasts of this show, the morning show, any of the 40-some-odd hour, 44 hours, I think, a week of live local programming that we produce. Waiting for you online right now. Go to fmtalk1065.com or just check out iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast.